All right, here we go. This is where we put the big spotlight on Steve Zinsmeister. And as I understand it, he's going to be shocking you with a cattle prod if I get this wrong. Well, here we go, Steve.
Did you hear this? Broomhead's reaction to the hottest news stories.
No cattle were harmed in the making of this.
No, just me.
The Suns are off to a hot start in the Western Conference Finals.
The ball is inbounded and lost. Cam Johnson with the steal. Suns win. Suns win. Suns win. Game number one of the Western Conference Finals, and the Suns win it. The final score, Suns 120, Los Angeles Clippers 114.
You see what I did there? Suns hot start. Just some star humor for you.
Yeah, it's amazing the quality of what you do in the show.
Not to take away anything from the big win, but should the NBA have allowed Chris Paul to play in game one even though he has COVID?
Yes, but here's the thing, and it's the players' fault, I think. This is my opinion. I don't know this for sure. But the Players Association of the league, before the season started, put a whole bunch of protocol in place about how they were to protect the players from getting COVID. So that nobody's allowed on the court. I mean, I went to a game. No gorilla on the court. No Suns dancers on the court. Nobody extra is on that court or anywhere near them. 8-10 rows behind the benches. Completely blocked off. All of that's still in place today, even though our COVID reality today is much different than it was when the season started. So they haven't changed it. The players should have gone to the league and said, hey, we should readdress this because things are different. They never did. The league never did. They got to follow their rules.
Today there was a big decision in the Supreme Court when it comes to paying student athletes.
College athletes still cannot get paid, but the Supreme Court unanimously decided that limits on education-related compensation violate federal antitrust laws. This only applies to restraints on things like scholarships for graduate school and payments for tutoring.
So, clear this up for me. Do college athletes get paid now?
No, not directly, but they can get scholarships after they graduate if they go to grad school, and they can get paid internships, which you're not getting paid to be an athlete. You're getting paid to do the internship, which is a new thing around the world. Used to be, by the way, an internship, forget sports, an internship used to be not paid, but somebody decided that was somehow discriminating against and doing bad things for students, so now they're paid internships. So, but what it does do is it allows each college to decide how much we're going to pay for the paid internship. You're allowed to give educational support equipment now, like musical instruments and computers and other accessories. So now you're going to start to see athletic departments offering student athletes a whole bunch of little benefits to come play for them. And I got to tell you, Steve, I think we're probably less than 2 years away from a court saying colleges can pay student athletes. I think that's coming. It was mentioned in the court's decision that the NCAA is going to have trouble keeping that from happening, and that the NCAA's argument that we're an amateur conference and we want to keep it that way, and it hurts our ability to do what we do if people don't see us as amateur sports. The court kind of said, yeah, you're going to struggle with that defense.
You're listening to Did You Hear This, where we're playing sound from the top newsmakers, and then if I don't like Barry Markson's opinion, I chalk him a cattle prod. No, that is not happening, just to be clear. Of all the Arizona COVID cases in the month of May, 95% of them were people who were not fully vaccinated.
Yes.
90% were people who had zero doses, and the other 5% had one shot. That tells me that the vaccines work, so what more convincing do people need?
I don't know. And I got to tell you, you want to break out the cattle prod. Maybe that's where we need it, in these people who don't want to get vaccinated. Look, if you have a medical reason, and there are some people where your doctor's going to tell you don't get this shot because of A, B, or C, okay. But for everybody else, if you're not doing it because for political reasons, or you don't want the government involved in your medical decisions, or whatever other reason you're telling yourself, you're hurting yourself. And I don't even mind that if that's what you want to do. What I don't like is you're not getting vaccinated and it's hurting everybody else in our community. It's hurting me and my family and my friends, because if you get COVID and you expose other people who have to COVID, even if they're vaccinated, they can still get it. They can still go to the hospital. They can still die. Why do that? Even if you don't want to do it, take the step and be a good member of our community, a good citizen of the United States and Arizona, and get the shot. I especially don't understand people who are living with their spouse or someone in their household and they're saying, I don't want to get the shot, and it puts your loved ones at risk. Why? Why would you do that? What level of selfish silliness do you have to have? I honestly don't understand. I'm sorry if I'm being a little strong. I know a lot of people out there don't want to get this vaccine. But Steve, you just said it. 95% of the people getting COVID in Arizona last month were not fully vaccinated. It doesn't get any more obvious.
What if I told you that consuming a fungus was the secret to preventing cancer?
Researchers at Penn State College of Medicine looked at 17 cancer studies done over decades to determine the relationship between mushroom consumption and cancer risk.
People that tended to eat higher levels of mushrooms, they tend to have a lower risk for cancer development.
Just to be clear, we're talking about mushrooms, the food.
You obviously have something going on with mushrooms.
I just want to bring that up.
I don't think that when you say mushrooms.
I think it's important to bring that up. Should we all be ordering mushrooms on our pizza and
apparently so.
Everything else we eat?
I mean, the report you just played said high levels of mushrooms, but the study I read, it just said if you eat two mushrooms a day, two medium-sized mushrooms a day, it's enough to reduce your risk of getting cancer by 45%. Think about that for a second. I think even if I didn't like mushrooms, I'd eat mushrooms. Even if I thought the government was making me eat mushrooms, I'd eat mushrooms. If it cuts your chance of getting a cancer by 45%, I'm telling you right now, seriously, I'm incorporating mushrooms into more of my diet. No question about it.